You're listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.
Hey folks, I am thrilled to be with my friend. We have Chad Johnson in the house, and Chad, good to have you with us. Hey, listen, man, we are launching your book. Do you have a copy? Yeah, I'm so glad you have a copy because this is huge.
There you go.
We are going to launch this thing. Listen, how cool is it, first of all, to write a book that honors your wife, your family, your God? When you shared this with me, I'll never forget. We were at Chicago, and you said, "I think I got a book in me." Tell us the story, my friend.
You know what? It's so funny. I was remembering that dinner this morning at Harry Carey's when we talked about this. I'm a hopeless romantic at heart. You know, I really am, in the sense that I care a ton about five things. I talk about my giant five a lot. You've heard me talk about them. Number one is my faith. You know, my relationship with God, it's first and foremost my relationship with Jesus Christ and his word and walking as a man of faith. And then my second priority, if everything's right there with him, then in my relationship with my wife, I can be all I'm supposed to be, right? So priority number two is loving my wife. And so this story, and I could go on the other three real quick. It's my children, right? Which God's blessed us with 11 of them.
11.
You know, you got to be careful who you hang around, Carrie.
That's true.
When I heard Dance 10X, I thought it applied to home life, you know, what do you do? But anyway, so third was children. Fourth is taking care and stewarding our health and well-being. And then fifth is using your God-given gifts or talents, or at Coach, we call them unique abilities, right? Yes. To earn, serve, and minister to others. So those are my priorities. And when I thought about, you know, just what do I want to leave as a useful tool or a guide for my children who are entering those ages of marriage or relationship, this story came to my mind. I mean, it was literally like, hey, you know what? This is really what I want to be about, is sharing some of the things that I've learned, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So, hey, check you out. You're showing it there. It's on Amazon. Yeah, people can go and get it, which is unbelievable to me. You know,
that's nuts. Cool.
Yeah, so cool.
Listen, man, this is unbelievable because we're going to give away a couple copies here. So if you want this book, folks, you have to be the most engaged member, which means that you are tagging people. You are commenting. You are letting Chad know. I mean, let's face it, Chad, it's risky to be a guy and write a book about you chasing the woman of your dreams.
You know what? It's actually, I was thinking about, Carrie, it's probably the worst way to become a bestseller, right? I mean, it's so blue ocean that nobody knows it's even an ocean, right? A genre of men writing love stories. And it's probably a book that's written even for guys in a certain sense, you know, because it's my story. And that being said, I think women read these kinds of books. They learn, they care about relationship. Yes. But what's fascinating is I think deep down guys want really deep, meaningful relationships. We just don't often say it out loud. We don't often just go there. We talk about, you know, sports. We talk about work. We talk about, you know, conquering mountains. We talk about building businesses and 10Xing our life or 100Xing our life. At the end of the day, I really do believe people want a relationship, a companion, a buddy, you know, someone who really is going to go along your journey with you in life. And as I coach a lot of successful entrepreneurs, Carrie, as you know, and it's so fascinating because most of them are crushing it in the marketplace. They're doing unbelievable things in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. And yet when we slow down enough to talk about it, I'm hearing conversations of, hey, you know what I really want is more of this, more depth in my relationships that really matter. And it may be with their spouse. It may be with their kids. It may be with their friends and community. It may be with church people, but at the end of the day, they want that, you know, that depth of relationship. And so, you know, this book it's funny, but I really believe that guys, believe it or not, that are 15 years old or guys that are 30 or guys that are 50 are going to say, hey, you know what? That's a love story that might be interesting or useful to me. Yes. And someday, Carrie, I mean it, this sounds crazy to say, but this is going to be a movie. It's going to be a movie. I mean, it's just, it's got some really movie-esque parts, right? Some interesting parts. So anyways, I'm very excited about putting it out there. And, you know, everybody's expecting something about, you know, business or entrepreneurship or, you know, how to have a 10X life or all the freedoms that we could enjoy as, you know, as entrepreneurs. But this really was, and those books are in me, you know, but this book was like, man, I got to write it.
It is, you know, it's weird because as a publisher, you know, our publishing model is unique where I don't have any skin in the game, meaning, you know, if you sell 10,000 or you sell 100,000 or one, it doesn't move my income. Yeah. Yeah. So when you shared this book with me, I kind of scratched my head a little bit, honestly. And, you know, I didn't say this to you, but I'm thinking like, that's a different type of book. Like I wouldn't have picked Chad to write that book. It would have been, how do you parent 11 kids? How do you crush it with balance? How do you have margin? And yet I think you said that what your guys and ladies in your coach group kind of talked about challenges or goals. And you said that you wanted this thing out by Valentine's Day. a while back, and that's cool. Yeah. COVID happened and all kinds of stuff. But how fulfilling is it to have to be holding it? I mean, just hold that thing up again. Hold that thing up right in front of your face. I mean, you picked the cover, the script, the fonts. I mean, you know, photo shoots. Talk about this as like a legacy piece.
Well, you know what, Gary, that really is what drove me to write the book. You know, it's funny. I wasn't out to write a bestseller. Like you said, it's funny. I don't care whether I sell one copy or a million copies. I really wanted to capture this story. It was something that was super important to me that my children, I have 11 children. I want them to know this story. And it's interesting because they're at those ages. The oldest is 26, the youngest is 9. And they're at that age, you know, where they're trying to determine not only life and career goals and all these things, but they're determining who they're going to spend the rest of their life with. Who are they going to find as that soulmate? And I made some big mistakes. I made some, some learning in there. But what was crazy is I realized in thinking through my own story, how much I'd been given by my parents, by my grandparents, that there's a generational wisdom that was being passed down to me that I took for granted. And when I talk to young people today, or even I do a lot of work with newlyweds, or I do a lot of work in coaching, and I find that a lot of people didn't have a model to follow in dating, in romance, in building a foundation for life, for marriage, for relationship. And it's no surprise that a lot of relationships end in brokenness, they end in difficulty, they end in so much. You know, we start at in that wedding day with just this anticipation, this excitement of this grand adventure. And I just celebrated 28 years, literally on Sunday, Carrie, with my wife, that's this beautiful woman on the front of this book, right? And it started as young people in our early 20s, 21 years old, 23, 24 years old, and there was a story that was being written, right? And the moves that we made, the decisions we made, the engagement that we had with one another was either laying a foundation strong and secure, or it was setting us up for more challenge down the road, more difficulty. Yes. And I think a lot of young people don't understand that the formation of relationship contributes to the value and the richness and the stability and the longevity and the excitement. Because everybody wants a great story, you know, a great love story. It's happily ever after, right? That's what we're after. And so I go, you know what? I got to capture this story for my kids. I'm having grandbabies now, right? I mean, I know I don't look it. I mean, four? I've got number six on the way, Carrie.
What?
Yes.
And you're not that old. You're not that older than me. No. You have six grandkids.
I've got six grandbabies, you know, and hopefully, God willing, a whole lot more to come, you know, but I said, you know what, I'm going to capture this story, the learning in it. And at the back of each chapter, as you know, I added these little snippets. This is not a how-to in the sense that I'm going to give you every formula for how to date your wife or build a dating relationship. That's not what it is. But at the end of the story, each chapter, there's some insights and learning that are like, hey, these are the things, the nuggets that maybe I've taken away. And what's funny is, Carrie, I realized in writing this book that there's actually another book. There's another book that goes with this because I really do care so much about marriage.
Yeah,
you do. And I care so much about seeing people thrive in that key relationship, because it's funny, in coaching people, right, to extraordinary performance, who you surround yourself with. Mm. We hear about it all the time is, hey, you're going to be the five people you spend time with.
Right.
Well, who do you spend the most time with often, you know, but the people in your own home. And sometimes we don't see them as these really key strategic, people along the way. Anyways, I just, I had to write it. Like I said, I wrote it for those reasons. I hope it's useful to my children, my grandchildren. I hope it's useful to parents out there.
Yes.
That are sitting there going, you know what? I see my kids. They're 15, 16. They're wanting to build a great relationship. What are some of the things they need to consider? You know, what are some of the things they need to be about? So anyways, that's again where it goes. And like, well, I said, if it's only my 11 kids that buy it, you know, I mean,
yeah. Well, listen, my son turned 16 in 2 days, and you got me thinking now, because you can't start too young, you know.
I
like what you said. Most people today, we don't have a model. And listen, I'm going to go out on a limb here. Who knows? I might get shut down by Facebook. But you know, People Magazine just came out with the family issue this week.
Oh, wow.
And I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to comment and throw them under the bus. But I'm going to say this, that if you look to the People Magazine as your model for the ideal family, I just think that we're going to fall short. And I'm not the ideal family. Let me tell you what. Oh my gosh. As you're teaching, I'm like writing down notes here. You know what I'm saying? Like,
there's no ideal family.
That's right.
There's no perfect family. Family's messy, isn't it?
It is.
I mean,
it is.
But
But we can't look to media as the model. And what I like about you is, Chad, your book isn't saying, hey, look at Chad and it's Janice, right?
Yeah, it's Janice. Yeah.
But don't, you know, you're saying, hey, here's an imperfect couple that, and didn't she, you got to let us in a little bit of the juicy details here. Didn't she, she like reject you a little bit?
You know, you don't have to bring it up, Carrie. I mean, no, yeah, I'm kidding.
You know? I've had women reject me, man.
I'm kidding. No, in all seriousness, yeah. You know, any true love story, there has to be the honest appraisal of the fact that I was way measuring. I was trying to level up. And, you know, I was trying to marry above my pay grade and go after a girl who was far too much for me. And it's funny because, yeah, she was dating someone else. You know, I thought she was engaged to someone else. Ooh. For a period of time. I'd heard the rumors of, oh, this is not going the way I wanted. But you know what was fascinating was the messes I made in trying to even be engaged, you know, when I determined that we could maybe have a future together. And I literally asked her parents, I asked her, and then her dad tells me, you know, that we could get unengaged. Carrie, you know, I don't know too many men that have been told by their future father-in-law, you can just get unengaged. But that, you know, there's some really interesting dynamics in the story, because I did make some classic errors, right, along the way. And like you said, no perfect people at all. Just people, you know, wanting to see God's best, his favor on your relationship. Oh, Doug Dingham, good to see you, Doug.
He says, I know the story needs to be a movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's a good guy.
So give me some links, Chad, about because I've seen you and your wife have some opportunities for newlyweds. I know your kids help in a business. Give us some of the backstory about like what you're doing now. You're also, I've sat under your teaching under Strategic Coach. It's been fantastic. By the way, a lot of people reached out to you today on that. You know, they're just supporting you on this launch. So give us kind of behind the curtain. What do you do now? What are some links? I'd love to show people your website and your opportunities, this type of thing.
Absolutely. You know, again, still involved in family business. I just sold a printing company that I've been involved with for three generations, which was exciting. Current thing our family's doing is we're making candles as a family and shipping them all over the world at farmhousecandleshop.com. Mm-hmm. And it's fun. I wanted to use a business as a vehicle in the education of my children. And I realized that the entrepreneurial mindsets that are given through actual real-time learning, serving customers with products and services and dealing with all the dynamics of that become a really powerful platform for what we're trying to instill in them to make them capable. And so we're doing that right now. Hey, look at that. Yeah. Farmhouse Candle Shop. There's our daughter, Chloe, being the model as well.
Yeah. And
Chloe, actually it's 17, well, 16 years old, soon to be 17.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Carrie, that's the tribe, man. Thank you. The one in the yellow jacket there is Janice, obviously the one the book's about. And then, as I mentioned before, we have 11 children and not all of them are involved in the business. Yeah. The oldest two are married. Katie is their brunette. They're right at my right shoulder. And she has four of our grand babies. And then Kyla is two over from Janice there in the rust. And she's expecting her second, at this time. So, wow. But yeah, Caroline, my fourth daughter, just got engaged, a week and a half ago. And so we're super excited for her.
So let me ask you, is your book recommended or required reading? Required reading for the guys now?
I'll tell you what, Carrie, they would be crazy not to read it, in my opinion, because you know, as a guy that's wanting to win the heart of one of my amazing daughters, and I have eight amazing daughters, you know, and I so desire nothing comes close to their relationship with God being primary, right? Mm-hmm. Their faith. But the second most important thing as a parent is me seeing them married in a phenomenal way to a godly young man or godly young woman that's just on fire. And so they would be crazy not to pick it up because I tell all my thoughts in there and I give them all the answers. I show them the roadmap, right?
That's right. They can get the inside track. You got a lot of people saying cool family, great looking tribe, beautiful family. Folks, again, I'm personally purchasing several copies, so I want to ship these to you. Go ahead and tag someone. I saw Nikki's tagging Jennifer Porter and people are starting to share this all over the place. So good job. Let's jump back a little bit and look at the candle thing. Cause I think this is just cool, man. Like you play together. You look like a fun family. Hey, you do skiing. Talk a little bit, right? Right. I'm not having like some crazy mind thing. I remember from Illinois, Strategic Coach, like you had sponsors. Were they pink outfits or something?
Oh, you Carrie, you want to see something really ugly? Yeah, and retro.
Tell me where to go.
Go to thebigskifamily.com and
thebigskifamily.com.
And we decided we wanted to ski around the world and serve the ski industry. And so we ended up, getting some matching outfits. Believe it or not, Carrie, it started very practical because try to ski with a big family on the slopes. Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. Meet the family.
Yeah. It's a little ridiculous there. But yeah, there she is.
Yeah.
You can tell this one wasn't quite current because Katie only had one baby there. She had their newborn. So there's Kyla. She's now married and has her second. And we, you know, talks about each one of them. Kelsey,
Boy,
Kelsey's 23. She's single, guys, but you better come ready, man. Don't be. You've got to be an A player, man. Kelsey's batteries included. What a godly lady. She's amazing. I shouldn't be giving commercials for my kids. I mean, that's bad. Baylor, my oldest son, 22. Just phenomenal, phenomenal man. Has his own business. This is the guy Dan Sullivan was talking to you about.
Kerry. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
This morning. Yeah. Very.
And oh my gosh, I love jiu-jitsu myself.
Do you really, Kerry?
Oh, yeah.
You roll?
Listen, I was a wrestler, but I did do a little bit of jiu-jitsu.
I'll tell you what, Baylor is, he's taken state in Oregon. He's taken state in Tennessee. He is he's a purple belt, but this guy's he's the real deal. Yeah.
Wait, look at him.
Yeah.
He's ripped and he's half my age. I think I'll stay away. And then
this is the one that just got engaged, Caroline.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Caroline got engaged.
Cool spelling.
So she's 20 now. She'll be 21 in March. But you know, check it out. Looks like my dad's on there.
And then Kimberly.
Kimberly spent the summer at JH Ranch. Working as a camp counselor. JH Ranch is really a part of this love story. It's where I was, I spent a lot of time with Janice. It's a Christian camp in Northern California that has a lot of father-son, father-daughter programs.
Okay.
And Kimberly and Caroline both went and served on staff this summer. Just phenomenal. She's a champ. Chloe was left with the responsibilities of candle business. She's almost 17 now.
Okay.
Wait, she's almost 17. She looks like a kid there, boy.
Yeah.
She's grown up. But yeah,
I'm just saying, I got a 16-year-old boy. So
Hey,
it's Keegan.
Come on.
Chloe. Okay. I'm just saying.
He's got to read the book. You know, he's got Barrington, literally, this picture just doesn't do this man justice. He's about my height now.
And
he's
15.
Yeah, Barrington is just a absolute warrior. He is our chief candle maker, and literally makes hundreds and hundreds of candles daily. So yeah, he's a warrior. Kinsey also is now 13, and she's 5'7". So literally got her sprout on here, but just personality off the charts. A lot of fun.
So good.
Yeah.
How many are we going? Are we almost done?
We're almost to the end. There's Bentley. He's a firecracker, man. Personality out the wazoo.
Okay.
He puts on all our labels. So if your label's a little crooked, you got to talk to Bentley.
Yeah.
And then Cordy brings up the end. She's our baby, she's 9. And anyways, just a deer, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the crew.
That's so cool. Hey, this is fun, by the way. This is, I think it all relates. It really does, because you know, this is the product of the book. This is the result. Tell us about, if someone says, oh my gosh, I got to do his marriage seminars, or maybe there's people watching this and they're saying, I want to sponsor my kids to go to their newlywed thing, or tell us more about that.
Yeah. Okay. We have an event we've been doing for 15 years, my wife and I. We care so much about seeing young couples, you know, grounded in marriage. And we found that, you know, premarital coaching or counseling is awesome, right? We love that. But we realized that first 2 years of marriage are vital. It's like the cement is all wet, right? And you're forming all of these things, all these new ways of communicating, all these habits, all these ways of thinking about your new responsibilities, about your roles, you know. And so we started working with a dear lady named Blanche Tadlock 15 years ago, putting on a newlywed retreat. Mm. And you can go to newlywedcoaching.com. And in that place, we do our annual event. We bring these couples in for 3 days. And Kerry, we just pour into them. We just say, hey, you know what? What do I wish I knew as a young married person? What do I wish I understood? And we set them up to be successful. So, you know, we got our dates picked out for next year. We do it in April. So we had, you know, a bunch of couples in Central Oregon this last April. and just pour into them and talk about all the stuff that maybe they talked about in premarital counseling or coaching, but maybe they didn't even do.
Yep.
And it's just, it's rich. That's all I'm going to say. I mean, it's just, we have these couples and they go away transformed. And what's so cool, Carrie, is Janice and I, we have a little community afterwards that continues, and these people reach out for years. And
listen, I just saw the investment. That's ridiculous, man. Everyone on planet Earth should be going to this thing.
Oh, are you kidding? You know what's funny is we have a lot of sponsors. This is functioning because they're young couples.
Yeah.
We made it really easy for them to get to. And you're right, we have a lot of sponsors that pitch in there and make it all real. So it's very, very good.
Wow. Folks, definitely. I mean, I got people jumping on here, posting links. And so you got to check this out. I mean, I'll tell you what, Chad, I get this vibe from you and your book and your family that the skiing, it's like, it's invitational. I don't know, that might be a weird thing for you, but it's almost like you're inviting us to partake in your faith, in your family, in your stories, in your failures, in your successes, in your candles. It's inviting. And, you know, Tanisha says she's buying it. Sherry says she's buying it.
Thank you, Tanisha. Thank you, Sherry. I mean,
this is fantastic. What are some things in the book that we might not expect? I mean, don't give it away, but like what might, you know, be a little bit unexpected?
Well, you know, besides the twists and turns that come in a story, you know, the excitement and the romance is there, but also the setbacks and the disappointments. I think what they might find is I have a little bit of a different approach or a different mindset around relationship, around the importance of marriage and the way to make it flourish. And it's interesting because the foundation is important. We talked about that. But what's cool is just like with houses that may have had a rough foundation,
had
a rough build, and may have, like one of our home structures, had a big fire, right?
Yeah.
Or had damage or had difficulty.
Yeah.
I think God's in the business of redeeming, of restoring, of rebuilding, of remodeling, of renewing, of making great things out of whatever we have.
So, and that's so you're saying me, who's going on 21 years, October 14th.
Good for you, buddy. 21 years.
Well, but I'll tell you what, I'm feeling a little convicted. Like, I could totally step it up. I could totally step it up. Would I benefit from this book?
You know what's so cool you asked that? I gave it to a guy. He was 51 years old. And he said, I want to read it. He wanted to give an endorsement. You know, we got a lot of great endorsements that are going to be on the site. Mm-hmm. And he said, Chad, I read this because I was thinking, look, there's no direct commands. There's no, you must do this or you should do that even.
Yeah.
But he said, there was a call to me to step it up. You use those exact words.
Yes.
There's a call to me to step it up because I want to live relationship rich. I want to enjoy intimacy in heart, soul, mind, and body with my wife. And he goes, and I realized I've let some of these things go cold. Mm. He goes, I've let some of them get fallow or just get distant. And he said, this book makes me want to reinvest, right? Re-engage and step into this excitement that can be ours in relationship, that dating has this period of time. We all know where you're just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe she talks to me. I can't believe I get to spend time with her. I can't believe she said yes to whatever, you know, and that we're actually kind of a thing, you know. But
it's like you're not taking her for granted.
Guy, I mean, come on. We all can fall into that, right? We all have if we're married, man. So I think the ability to step into the fact that one of the things I'm mentioning here is I wanted to date my wife forever. I wanted to court her. I wanted to like romance her. I wanted to do creative things for her. And I get busy, man. We have bills. We have companies. We have kids. We have lives. We have all these things, you know, David Coleman, check you out, brother. So excited, man.
I mean, this is, I think this is really cool, man. I'm not just saying that, like, marriage books are not the books that I go to. I mean, just
come on,
full confession, you know, full confession.
I get it. Yeah,
it's
me
about,
too.
It's about productivity and mindset and,
yeah, you know, growth. And,
yeah, yeah. And yet, when I've picked up a marriage book and I have them on my iPhone, every time I've read one, it's busted me up. Like,
yeah,
boom. You know, yeah. And I like that. I like health books that do that. I like,
yes, yes.
But why do we as guys, maybe, I don't know, Chad, this is deep. Why do we as guys not want to get busted up in the area of relationships?
Wow, Kerry, I think that's maybe the million-dollar question, right? Because historically, we leave this stuff to the gals, you know? Mm. We leave it to them. Oh, they care about that stuff. And I think guys, you know, I think sometimes we get, I think the word is beat up. I think we get beat up. I think we there's a lot of pressure to perform in a lot of different areas of our life, you know, and sometimes it's far easier to win in business because the metrics are so clear. The rules are so clear. It's so quantifiable. You know what I mean? It's the scorecard is, guys tend to know, hey, this is how I win. This is what I want to do.
We want control.
Yeah. And in relationship, it's much more ambiguous. Yeah. We do. We all do. Right. We want to,
yeah,
you know, and I think, but at the end of the day, I think the ability to realize that taking risk in business has great reward. We know that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You step out, you invest, you go, great reward. It's the same in relationship. And yet many of us said, okay, I'll risk over here, but I'm going to stop risking here. Oh. You know, I'm going to stop being vulnerable. I'm going to stop being romantic. I'm going to stop chasing. I'm not going to stop because it's too painful. It's too emotional. It's too, maybe, yeah, I've got some hurts. I've got some walls. I've got some defenses, whatever. It hasn't gone so well in the past. And I just think there's an awesome opportunity because I think every woman is crying out for her guy to be more present, more intentional, more transparent, more willing to work through and and again, I think there's a lot of grace for not being perfect, right?
Yeah. Well, Jesus gives us that grace.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. There's no doubt about it.
This is huge, man. I'm going to go home soon I'm going to go home soon, like just fired up, man. I think you're onto something. I mean, I think you're on to this. I mean, I'll tell you what, women buy this book because if your guy sees you reading this book, he's going to get curious too. What do you think, Chad?
You know what? It's funny. I think women will buy this book because first of all, they love a good story. They love a real, and this is 100%.
It's real.
True story. I literally tweaked a few names so that it wouldn't, you know, offend anybody or hurt anybody. But and then there are plenty of names. Most every name is the real person or whatever. But it's a real story. It's a romance book. It is a very fun story. You'll find it engaging. I can't tell you how many guys have called me and said, man, I can't believe it. I thought, yeah, I'll endorse it. I'll flip through, you know, I'll flip through it. And then I'll, you know, give you something. He goes, and I read every word. But women love those kinds of stories. And I think if they do read this, they're going to want to share it with a man in their life. They're going to say, hey, here's a guy's point of view. I'm a guy's guy. I love business. I love life. I love
outdoors, nature.
I love all of it. Right. And I'm not living my life on a silk pillow, you know, drinking eating bonbons and sipping lemonade. I'm in the marketplace. I'm doing life in a big way. I'm super engaged in all the things that matter to a man.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want relationship though. I do. When I met Janice, I said, hey, I want this girl who can put on a gown and go on my arm to the White House or to the banquet or to the ball and to be this belle, this lady, this classy woman who is sophisticated and smart and beautiful and engaging and a woman full of faith and ideas and all this. And then I wanted this other part of her to be the girl who could throw on the jeans, you know, and jump in a trench and like dig out a spot to camp for the night, you know, or dig out a snow cave and to do this adventure of life in all of its fullness. Someone who would go on a run with me, you know, and then we'll strip off our clothes and jump in the river. And hey, when you're married, you can do this stuff, right? Anyways, you know, it's the part of this adventure of being a whole person, doing life in a whole way. And David, you're so dear. Just bought the paperback, getting it Thursday. Oh man, yeah. I'm so pumped. David, oh, so awesome.
Here's my request to everyone. This is life. Like what you just heard the last 30 minutes is life. You feel it. You feel this inside. This isn't like some fake, you know, fabricated thing. This is truly the picture God wanted to give us. And share this. Johnny just bought the hardback.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, Johnny.
You know, DeMarcus, life isn't it? Like, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to buy a few copies too. And if you want a copy, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Dave's, you know, man, dude,
you're screen. Come on. Man,
blowing up.
Love you, Dave.
So here's what I'm going to ask. Share this, because listen, this doesn't get put on TV. This doesn't get put in the movies. We're given this very garbage shadow of what a relationship can and should be. We all need to step up and say, you know what, I'm going to get this book out there. So if you need a copy, type in, I want one, and we'll pick a couple of you, but also tag, share. Chad, I know we're running out of time here. What is your ultimate vision with this book? Beyond the legacy, beyond your kids seeing it, I know that's huge. What do you want? What do you think God wants to do in marriages?
You know what? I know exactly what he wants to do in marriages, Kerry, and it burns in my heart. Deuteronomy 28, the first 14 verses, talk about a God who says, I want to bless people. I want to bless my people. And it says so clearly that, hey, if you esteem my word above everything else and you chase after me, you know, it's Matthew 6:33. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then all these things he wants to add unto us. And when you start looking at all the things he wants to add, mm-hmm. one of the blessings that's first and foremost is relationship. Relationship with him through Jesus Christ, and then relationship with our wives. Flat out. He goes, man, if I can get a home right, if I can get a home right, he goes, I make a family right. And if I can make a family right where it's flourishing, where children are growing and becoming all who God created them to be, they're walking in his power, they're walking in his strength, and you start to see them be blessed in what they do. And then they go in the marketplace and they go and serve people and they create value and they touch people's lives. Guess what? One man, one woman, what these kids starting to do the things that they do start to have an impact on their community, or they start to have, or on their church on their community, the community on the city on the state on a country. And we know, looking at our world right now, Kerry, that the world needs help. Oh. They really need help. They want change. And we think, oh, if we get political people to do political things, or if we vote certain ways, or if we can trust all this, these structures. And I'm going, no, it's got to start with you and me, Kerry, in our homes, doing the right thing and seeing God's blessing there. And out of that, I'm just convinced everything starts to change, but it's so grassroots. So what do I want for this book? I want it to transform a culture, you know, or at least one man, or at least one girl. That's it. And for them to go, you know what? I want something different. I want a story, because I love my story. It's not perfect, but I love it. I would not trade my life for anybody's. I am the richest man I know, not in dollars, but in relationship. And I sit there and go, to be able to walk in intimacy and have a really fun, ritual, romantic relationship with my wife after 28 years and to see all the joy that's come from it, it's awesome. So that's what I want to do. Start a little fire. And well, you know, you're the Souls on Fire guy, man, right?
You come to the right place. Igniting Souls
on Fire.
We're gonna give away a copy to DeMarcus. DeMarcus said he wants
awesome DeMarcus.
We're gonna get one to him.
Thank you.
One to Nikki.
Awesome.
And then Michael, get one for me. And even though I've flipped through it, I'm gonna go back and read every single word, because I'll tell you what, man, you inspired me today. And I'll tell you what, Chad, when I saw you at Strategic Coach and you walked in, I already knew in 5 seconds. I'm like, this guy's a person who loves God. He loves his family. I know you've heard that before, but why do you think that's evident?
You know what? I've been transformed. You know, there's a scripture that I love. It's Romans 12, 1 and 2. And it says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And I get to wake up every day and thank God that he created me, that he gave me life, that he has a plan for me, that he gives me purpose, he gives me meaning. You know, I love work and I love business and I love doing all the things that are on our plates to do. But at the end of the day, it comes from knowing that I was created with a wonderful plan, you know, as part of it. And that God is writing my story. He is. He's writing my story and he's writing your story, Carrie. And I see it, right? And I get to see those coach clients. I get to see those newlywed couples. I get to see, there's one other group, Carrie, as I close out. I do a camp. It's like a boot camp for 15 to 30-year-old men. It's called The Academy. I know, corny name, right? Corny, man. Academy, little play on words. But if you go to theacademy.com, I do an annual event for guys, and I'm really giving them those giant five priorities. Because at the end of the day, Carrie, I think, you know, we talk about all what, you know, I call it upside down success, right? Because if God's first in my marriage and then my kids and then my health and then everything else, my business, my work, whatever, life stays golden. But if I flip it upside down, right? Yeah, there you go. Are you ready to be the man? Boom, giant five, right? Yeah. And I just pour into these guys. There's my sons, Barrington, Bentley, and Baylor. Anyways, just rich stuff. So anyways, this is another place where people can go. Don't just sit there, sign up. We'll put together our event. It'll be Memorial Day 2022 is our next event. And just can't wait to get people involved with that. And anyways, so yeah, some good stuff, Carrie. We just can't wait. And thank you, Carrie, for all you've done in your team. Because
I'll tell you what,
it's
a team. Yeah. The team, I have a great team.
You do.
And you have a great team.
I do.
And together it was a group project, and I'm glad it's out, and I'm glad that you can hand this to somebody, and you're really handing them a piece of your life.
Yeah.
And it's powerful. I can't wait to see all the doors God's going to open with your book, man.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Gary. Be well. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.